Bloomberg Daybreak Europe, weekday mornings at 6 a.m. on London DAB Digital Radio and on demand via the Bloomberg Business app and BloombergRadio.com.
Welcome to our story about ChatGPT, a revolutionary new natural language processing tool developed by the team at OpenAI. As part of our coverage, we have the pleasure of speaking with Kay Firth Butterfield, the head of AI and machine learning at the World Economic Forum, about the potential applications and implications of this groundbreaking technology.
And it goes on, ChatGPT has the ability to generate human-like text based on a given prompt, allowing for seamless communication with virtual assistants and chatbots. It has the potential to revolutionise how we interact with technology, and we can't wait to hear more about it from Kay Firth Butterfield. Stay tuned for our interview with her, where we will dive deeper into the exciting world of ChatGPT and its impact on the future. So there you go. That is what this AI tool wrote for us in summary for this interview.
And let's speak to Kay now. Kay, I mean, all we gave them was your name and that we wanted to talk to you about ChatGPT, and that was what the chatbot came up with. It's only been online a couple of weeks, already giving internet users rhymes, song lyrics, more on demand. As someone who's so closely followed the developments in this sector, how interesting a development is this in artificial intelligence?
I think it's a really interesting development. It's a great example of where we are in the really cutting edge of artificial intelligence. And of course, it's just one example. It's the sort of latest of a group. So we had DALL-E, the image generating AI earlier this year from the same table, OpenAI. And also we've got Alpha Code from the DeepMind team, which is now coding AI better than I think 71% of humans. So these tools are truly revolutionizing the world of AI. They are only revolutionizing the world at the very top level. So, you know, I wouldn't want anyone to go away thinking that these products are being widely used in business, for example. Still, according to a 2022 AI adoption index from IBM, actually only 35% of businesses around the world are actually using AI, and they're using much more basic tools than these very experimental, pushing the boundaries of artificial intelligence that ChatGPT is.
Yeah, I mean, you get why it's kind of caught people's imagination, but I suppose, as you're kind of alluding to, it's a bit of a parlor trick. It's been criticised for not being accurate enough. Is this sort of showing us the limits of where technology is, or does it give us more, as I say, than a kind of nifty trick on the internet?
Yeah, I mean, I think it is a bit of a trick at the moment, but it's certainly not a one-horse pony trick. What we know about these tools is that they get better the more that they're used. And so whereas at the moment they're writing essays at sort of at C grade level, we will find that it improves, and it could well be writing essays at A level, at A grade level very soon. So I think that what we need to be doing is actually having a deep debate about whether we want these tools and how we would use them, whether we want a lot of our content on the internet to be generated by humans or whether we want it to be generated by computer, because the computer's generating the information much quicker. And that means that eventually we will find that the content, the web, is actually much more computer generated than human generated. And so we do need to be thinking very seriously about some guardrails around some of this technology, because it's actually shaping the future of how humans and machines interact.
Okay, I mean, surely the experience with the controversies around Twitter, around TikTok, I mean, just around going online now and interacting with quite basic chatbots, you know, if you use a banking app or whatever now, all of those issues would surely make you really wonder about regulation and the quality of regulation. I mean, right now, there's very little regulation of the internet globally. Fundamentally, that's surely got to change.
Yeah, and I think we won't see regulation of the internet, but certainly we're going to see regulation of AI. Next year, the European Parliament's going to pass the EU AI Act, and that's going to regulate all sorts of uses of AI on a risk-based basis. And so this, we might say, is a very risky use of AI, because at the moment it's generating content that is misleading and sometimes factually incorrect. And yet it's doing it in a way that we as humans don't know that it's creating poor content, and we can't know whether it's right or whether it's wrong. And I think one of the other things that's really important to know for all of these tools is that it's very exclusionary, because it's generating the responses from what's on the internet at the moment. And yet the bulk of the world is actually excluded from putting content onto the internet. And so therefore, DALL-E, as we know, is actually creating images in the image of pictures taken mainly in the global north, and ChatGPT is going to actually do the same thing in terms of culture in the global north. And so we're going to actually leave billions of people behind.
How do you address that? How do you rebalance the technology to move forward with it, as we know technology does? What do we do to redress that balance?
Well, I think first of all, we have to make sure that people don't see that it's a fun toy at the moment, but actually it's real stranger danger. And we need to be much more aware of these tools that we're using. In terms of bringing the Global South with us on the journey, that's something that we're still trying to work out. If you haven't got access to the internet, or you haven't got your data digitalized, then you simply can't use AI. It's a huge geopolitical problem waiting to happen.
Bloomberg Daybreak Europe, weekday mornings at 6 a.m. on London DAB Digital Radio and on demand via the Bloomberg Business app and BloombergRadio.com.